This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Yeah, a little different of a beginning. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. I can go with anything. 855-732-5560. Always a pleasure, guys, to have you with me, and I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and as I always say, being part of the solution, because that's what you want to be. You do not want to be part, I don't want you to be part of the problem. So I try to give you the information that'll help you. I hope it'll help you. I believe it'll help you, anyway. And that way there, you know, when you're out and about, you're discussing, notice I said not arguing, can't argue with them. Because it doesn't matter how much ammunition you bring to the table. They're not interested. They've got their facts, the ones that the DNC, DCCC has given them. Look it up. Right? And that's it. End of discussion. And I know, you know, we know, it shouldn't be that way. But it's going to be that way. It's not going to change anytime soon. Can we just be honest about it? And again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. it is amazing right now what's going on in Congress. And it's, if you don't see this as a total dictatorship, I don't know what to tell you. Right? I don't understand at all, in the least, where none, not a one of the, what are they called, what are they lovingly referred to? The squad has been called out on all kinds of comments they've made. Right? Everything, you know, the anti-Semitism that stems from some of these people in that squad. And now the House is voting whether to remove Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Really, seriously, with everything the other side, the squad has said, this has never happened. See, this is what I'm saying to you. They're not interested in what you want. She was voted in. She was elected into that seat. Right? So, what gives them the right to remove her? The left has said far worse things sitting in their chairs there in the House. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-553. And Mitch McConnell, he's another wonderful human being. Think about something right now. He is safe in his seat. I don't know if his home state has a recall. But he's safe in his seat now till 2026. Isn't that wonderful? He's got a secure seat there. So now he's going to come out against Republicans, against Trump, and he's not doing it because he believes in it. He's doing it because he believes he's going to win something by it. Right? I'm short of saying that I would leave the Republican Party if I believed there was another party out there. I mean, as whacked as they are, the Democrats are more whacked. and the other 111 parties here in California are not even on the planet. But if you really want to feel, I mean, think about something. To my Catholic friends, the ones who really believe what their Bible says, the ones who really believe what their Scripture says, it is like you being a lifelong Catholic, and you're sitting in the pew, and your pastor starts telling you what a blessing abortion is. You'd be hard. I would hope you would be heartbroken. Right? Anyway, CDC came out today and said, you know what? Not all teachers actually need to be vaccinated before you go back to school. I really wonder at what point in time that when the Democrat says we should follow science, they really mean we should follow science, right? Think about it. So here the CDC is telling you, oh no, you go back to school, it's cool. And what do you got? Nothing. Not a word. Now, Republicans should be, I've been saying this for decades, they should be on the floor. They should have a big whiteboard. Because words don't seem to work with them, so you got to give them visuals to work with, right? So, put it up on the whiteboard. And show, you know, what the comparisons are. They said we needed science because science said this. Well, this is what science says now, but they're not for it. Call them out on their hypocrisy. I don't get it. Do we not have a spine? Is that what it is? Is there nobody? All right, there's a handful left in the Republican Party. But for the majority of them now, all of a sudden, the stream is now flowing a little more towards the left. Well, a lot more towards the left, really. But it's flowing a little bit of a different direction. What the hell? They're all go chasing that because they don't want their wallets to get thinner. That's my own personal opinion. I don't know what to tell you. Deal with it. You don't have to, but deal with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-553. Guess who joins me after the break? The Xanderizer. Yeah, Xander Gibbs is going to be on here in a few minutes. I always appreciate his time with me. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us, whether it's on the air, you know, or sending me text messages or just being involved. I know you guys do, too. And just give him a whole bunch of love. You can head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can be involved in the chat room there. There's just a lot going on in there. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You are listening to the one and only Real Side.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Joe Messina Show.
At this very moment, it is destroying everything in its path.
Where are the Dems speaking out on Antifa? They are beating up on old people. People wearing MAGA hats.
Los Angeles is being completely demolished.
The effects may be irreversible.
You actually had Democrats saying that Antifa was a peaceful organization. You think they would call it peaceful if we were doing that?
You jerked the words right out of my mouth.
I think we should observe a few seconds of silent prayer for all those caught in this appalling catastrophe.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
Stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
The Joe Messina Show.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I do appreciate the time you spend with us so much. I mean that sincerely. But I got to tell you something. The man of the hour. I love when I get him on the show because we have so much. Actually, we have more fun before the show than we have on the show. Xander Gibb joins me live from, well, I don't know if it's jolly right now. It's a little miserable over there now, but live from England. Xander, how's it going over there?
It is abysmal. It really is. And you're right. We do have much more fun, like, before and in between. We should record that and, like, you know, sell it. That would be a goal.
Would it be legal, though? I mean, some of the stuff, man.
Yeah, because we don't swear and we don't say anything too slanderous. Something about the president. The president dictator person thing.
Joey B, yeah.
Joey B, yeah. Joey!
Do you remember that movie Dave? Where
I do.
Remember the president? I was just talking about that
the other day. Yeah, yeah.
He was. Have you ever seen Blazing Saddles? Everybody's seen.
I have.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's sitting at the desk and he's signing those executive orders the other day. And I'm thinking of, remember the scene where the governor's at the desk and he's signing? He's like, work, 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 work. How you doing, boys? Missed you last night. And he's signing the paperwork. And he's just a buffoon. He
doesn't even know his name, does he? Like, hey, Joe, are you talking to me?
Hey, boys, what am I signing over here? What are these? It's your book, Mr. President. You're autographing your book. Oh.
He actually said that, didn't he? He said, what am I signing here? These blank pieces of paper.
God, you're killing me. But it's so sad, though. I mean, think about it. This is something where even people who voted for him are now coming out and they're posting and they're talking about the fact that, my God, I didn't know he was going to do this. Look at the unions he's put out. The man is a one, well, I'd say he's a one-man wrecking ball, but he's got a whole team behind him, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. But, you know, I'm usually very sympathetic for people that lose their jobs. But if you lose your job and you voted for Biden, then you got what you paid for. I'm sorry.
No, but you're right.
Too harsh?
You know, elections have consequences, period.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I don't know.
But can we get a do-over? That's what I want to know.
Can we put some things to rest? And I'm willing to say it. I don't know where you're at with this. There's no shadow government. Joe Biden is president. The military are not in control. Okay?
No.
You really think if the military were in control, they would let them do what they're doing right now? Okay?
Absolutely not. But I think some people need to be soothed by these things. The thing that disappoints me the most is the number of people that have stabbed Donald John Trump in the back. You know, from the moment he was the candidate, you know, I've supported him, you know, 200%. When you think about the SCOTUS nominees that have let him down, you know, even Mike Pence, you know, it's like rats fleeing a sinking ship. And if people say to me, do you still support President Trump? I absolutely do, 200%. And if that bothers anybody, then the problem is yours, you know?
Yep. I agree with you. I mean, look, I know some of my listeners are going to get upset with me when I say this, but we tend to be hypocrites at times. Because when Donald J. was doing the executive orders, we're like, yeah, go for it. Go, you know, do it. Yeah, go ahead. And
right.
Now Joe's doing them. And I don't agree with the ones that Joe's doing. And frankly, some of them, if you sit back and look at them, some of what he's doing is constitutional. The majority of what he's doing is not constitutional. You know?
No, absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, in fairness, you know, that I didn't agree with every single order that President Trump kind of put out. But I don't think we're supposed to. Really?
No.
Are we?
No. I mean, look, I don't agree with 100% of what, you know, Tammy and I talk about, or me and my mom, if she's listening.
Blasphemy.
I love you, but I don't agree with you all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Blasphemy. If you're listening, Mrs. Messina, that's blasphemy.
Yes. But, you know, when you think about it, again, and with, you know, Trump, there was no finesse, which I'm fine with.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're from New York. I'm from Boston. I don't know why these little wussies get so hurt because of the way he does stuff. It's like, get out of the way. Let somebody fix this thing. You know what was?
It's like, he's mean. Yeah. He's not presidential. But is he doing the job and making a difference?
Yes.
That is the important question. And if we apply that to the present incumbent, is he doing the job and making a difference? Absolutely not.
Nope. No. Don't even know where he is. Look, what was that park in New York City that they jerked around with for years? It was going to cost mega millions to make it happen. And Trump stepped in and said, look, I'll do it for free. And he made it happen in virtually no time at all for a few million dollars. It's a beautiful park now. I can't remember the name, but one of the listeners will probably remember. But it was one of those things where he went in like a bulldozer and said, look, get out of the way and let somebody who knows what the heck they're doing do this
right,
so people can enjoy this park instead of you bureaucrats just sitting around complaining about what you can and can't do.
Absolutely. I mean, the saddest thing about all of this is that this is a great loss to America.
Yeah.
And even liberal friends of mine, even Democrat friends of mine are saying, what the hell have we done?
It's true. It is true. And you're right. I have Democrats friend of mine who go, yeah, I think I made a mistake here.
Man, yeah.
No, duh. Really? God bless. And it all, what bothers me, they did this in the name of hate. They didn't do it for any other reason. They didn't even do it for Democrat versus Republican. They simply did it in the name of hate. That scares me.
When you think about it, what they've actually done to President Donald J. Trump is so un-American. From the perspective of, from day one, from as soon as he announced, they attacked him, they attacked his family, they lied, they even paid for a dossier. You know, when I hear people saying about, you know, John McCain, what a hero. John McCain was not a hero, but the way that he behaved was abysmal.
Okay.
I mean, he was involved in the Burisma report, and he kind of liaised with Hillary Clinton on that. So Republicans have a lot of responsibility in this, too, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side. You want more of this? This is good stuff. You should hang out. Xander Gibb will still be with us on the other side of the break. I am Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue in Congress over the size of a COVID relief package, with President Biden telling House Democrats on Wednesday that he's willing to negotiate with Republicans, who are seeking a smaller package than his $1.9 trillion proposal. But many believe that a large relief bill is still needed. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says her state has been hit hard by the pandemic. The New York Democrat tells CNN that she believes GOP negotiators are unwilling to take the steps to meet the need of the suffering.
The reality of what's happening in my state is horrible. And so we need a generous and robust and bold package. We need something that actually adds to food stamps and to pandemic EBT, one that adds for housing, to healthcare workers, to job training. And that's what the Republicans are unwilling to do. They are willing to do money for vaccines, everyone is, but they're not willing to go the extra step to meet the need of the suffering.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
I looked around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. A little blast from the past that I stole. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just want to get right back to him. I always enjoy my time with him. Xander Gibb joins me live from miserable old England that are in lockdown. And, my God, I can't even imagine. Anyhow, Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. It's always a pleasure, and mostly yours.
God.
The old ones are the
that's
best.
That's it. I'm sorry. We've lost the connection. I can't hear Xander anymore. So,
Xanadu? Who's the Xanadu guy?
Oh, God. See, why are you doing this to me? Now I'm going to have that song, Xanadu, with, what's her name, stuck in my head for the rest of
Olivia
the day.
Olivia Neutron Bomb. But there don't be singing while we're on,
no,
air.
I want to keep the listeners where they're at, seriously.
Absolutely. But you are right, Joe. It is pretty miserable here right now. And frankly, because we've elected, a faux conservative who is actually a globalist. And I think in time we will actually find that he is possibly benefiting financially from keeping us locked down in the UK. Because when you consider that only 7% of positive COVID-19 tests are accurate, the death figures are padded. Before Christmas, a poor guy was decapitated, a young guy, and they put on the death certificate that he died of COVID. And his family said, isn't it bad enough that we've lost our son without you lying on the death certificate? So it's been politicized over here like it has over there, but we've been in lockdown for nearly a year. I mean, we came out for a few weeks, but then they said, oh no, we've got to go back in lockdown now, because obviously we need to get the money and our commissions from the vaccinations.
All the hypocrisy around this thing is just amazing. We've cured the flu, we've cured cancer, we've cured heart disease because nobody died of these things anymore. And
nope.
You know, and on top of all of that, right, Joey B. signs as the executive order that you have to erase any conversation around Chinese flu. However, you can say it's the UK strain. You can say it's the South African strain.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you're not allowed to say China virus. You're not allowed to have China virus now. This he signed an order for this. And this is no joke. He signed an order to say that no one was allowed to use their term China virus because it's racist. Now, Chinese people, Chinese is not a race. Chinese is a national origin. I mean, are all liberals stupid? I mean, please.
Only a little bit, not a whole bunch. But anyway.
Just a little.
I love this. I love it. I just love it. I find this interesting and amazing that people are, I'm hoping people are seeing this, because if they're not seeing it, we have a bigger problem.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I do. And we spent the last 4 years warning about this. During Obama's, two terms of terror, shall we call it, for the first couple of years, I was a Democrat. But then when I defected, as it were, I kind of think now that the situation is far more dire than that, because they've perfected their art of dishonesty. And I think they rather tried to do the same thing with Hillary Clinton, but they've not perfected their art of being able to manipulate the system. And shall I tell you this, Joe? The mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has just bought the Dominion voting system for his upcoming re-election.
Gee,
what does that tell
why?
You?
Oh, my God. Somebody's got to go after these people. I'll tell you what, you and I were talking off air about the voting and what's going on here in this country and what have you, and Republicans not stepping up the way they should. So
right.
you've got Biden signing, what, 30 executive orders, I think it has been, in 10 days or whatever it was, and we have one attorney general out of Texas that is challenging him and winning, right? Where are the other Republican attorney generals in 37 states across this country? Where are they? Why aren't they on board with him? Why aren't they adding to
right.
it? It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I've heard some people are scared, some are feeling threatened, but I've also heard that some people have been bought off. But whatever the reason, it's actually un-American. And I saw one of the things that he tried to put through with regards to immigration, that was knocked back as well, because it was seen as unconstitutional. But you got to admit it. I'm going to be very blunt here, Joe, but America is screwed right now. It's absolutely screwed. With him at the helm, it's not like it was with Obama. It's not going to get any better in the next 4 years.
No, Joe isn't running the place. But wait a minute, come back to what you said. America is screwed, but it isn't screwed, in my mind, it isn't screwed because Joe Biden is at the top of the helm. It is screwed because we no longer fight for what we believe to be truth. That's why
right.
it's screwed. That's my own personal opinion, obviously.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I have to say, and I don't want to offend anybody, because I think the majority of your listeners and my listeners are right in the same, marching to the same tune as us. But I put a lot of the blame for this on Republicans, because if they had only got behind Donald Trump 200%, then maybe we would not be in this situation. For so many of these Republican senators are not worth their salary.
I can't argue with you. You're exactly right. Again, watching Ted Cruz come out against Donald Trump was just amazing to me recently. And
wow.
Saying that he didn't prove. Look, I joke about this all the time on the show, but there's a truth behind it, is that, again, you're from New York, I'm from Boston. We know what cheating looks like. We know what these games look like. We're not these, powder white people in these major cities that look the other, liberal cities that are looking the other way. We've seen this happen. So to think that you go to bed 90,000 votes ahead, okay, and then in the middle of the night, somebody comes by with 138,000 votes, and all of a sudden you're 30,000, 40,000 votes down on the other. Hello? Anybody home?
I mean, right. Seriously, if you buy that was honest and upfront, then I got some swampland and a bridge in New York I want to sell you.
For sure. Me too. But, you know, the realism of this is, you know, if you have a state with 8 million people living in that state and you have 10 million people have voted, what does that say to you? It screams that we need voter ID. It smacks of dishonesty right away. And when you think about what they were doing on voting day, you know, they didn't want anybody to take a look. They put stuff up at the window so people couldn't see. You know, there's no transparency with any of this. And the process is supposed to be transparent. You know, we live... we're supposed to have a democratic process in the election systems in the United States. And if we don't have that, we don't have anything. Because what this means is that we can never trust another election again.
Right.
Ever.
No. And, you know, people don't realize truly what a real statement that is. You know, and you start look at these cities that are doing this. They have to start changing these laws now. They have to start holding their electeds to their feet to the fire now and not wait, because it will get out of control hard and fast.
Absolutely.
Right, now you've made me sad.
And the sad, you know, the saddest thing about this, you know, we are a republic, but we operate democratically. And when you find a way to break that democratic process, what it means is unless you fix that flaw, it is never, ever going to be the same again. I mean, personally, I think that there should have been independent people doing this. Because even though, you know, I classify myself as a conservative, you know, I'm not calling myself a Republican right now, and we'll go into that in a different show. But if I was charged with the responsibility of overseeing an election at an election center, my politics are not a part of that. You know, it's about making sure things are done fairly. Because you know what? If Joe Biden had won fairly, it would have bothered me. Obviously, but I would have been able to accept it eventually. But it's dishonesty that is problematic for me.
We got to pay for the show. Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with Xander right after the break. Really. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Give me that power. You've got it, Captain.
I need that view screen.
On screen.
On screen.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Make it so.
Engage.
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 We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on because, again, I hate wasting his time. I love having him on the show. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does from time to time, giving us the scoop from miserable old England. Xander, how you doing?
America's not going to make it, Captain.
I only have one impression I do of Scotty, and it's an old joke. And I might as well get it out of the way because it's going to be sitting in the back of my throat the whole time. And it's, I can't beam you up, Captain, but maybe I can throw you a rope. Yeah, I know. It's old. What do you want?
Yeah, great. Yeah. You mean Boris? Oh, Boris.
I was talking Boris.
Unfortunately.
Yeah,
he just had a baby. He's not 90, though. He's like 50-something. But
is he?
He looks got, 90. Like, you know. He's got so many baby mamas. It's like, it's getting scary, really. Yeah.
Is he a player?
Yeah, he's a player. And his current partner is this fake environmentalist, you know. Allegedly, I have to say, because I don't want them to sue me. I don't want Boris on the phone later saying, Xander, could you not speak about my fiancé in that way? Thank you. What? Boris Johnson.
You guys, a lockdown, right, there still.
Yeah.
Because you're having your second round of this.
Third.
So, I'm sorry?
Third round.
Oh, geez, sorry. Okay, well, you guys are perfecting this thing, apparently. So, here in California, the governor, the sleazeball, has lifted the restrictions, but he's allowing the counties to decide how this should work and how this should happen. All right? And, well, because, you know, every county, all of a sudden he's come to the realization that these areas are different, and there are different people, and the virus moves differently in these different counties. So all of a sudden he's decided this because they're getting really close to the recall numbers on him, and they let it go. So the woman that's running our county health center, honestly, and I'm not trying to be mean, she looks like she died like 6 years ago, and nobody told her to lay down. This is how bad she looks, all right? So she's running the health center there. Now, we can now dine outside. There still is a limit to how many people can be in the tent that you're dining in. You can't have more than six people at the table, and they all have to be family members. And if you have televisions, you have to keep the TVs off in these rooms because somehow COVID was excited with television shows. I have none of this. I'm telling you, you can't smoke enough crack for this stuff to make sense, can you?
It's ridiculous. It's like here they were saying, you know, about social distancing, you know, no more than six in a group, but you're allowed to have more. Wait for it. You could have more in than a group of six if they were a hunting party. So the COVID virus looks at gentryfolk and says, absolutely not, boys. We better stay away from these hunters. Let them enjoy their hunt, and we'll keep away from them. Because the virus is supposed to be indiscriminate, isn't it?
Oh God! It doesn't get any better. LA County, I'm sorry, LA City has now opened up a homeless encampment where they do a whole bunch of these little 200 square foot homes. Okay, there are two cot sized beds in each one of these, and then you know a shelving area that the occupant can put his goods on. Now, if you've ever seen them out in the street, I'm sorry, they can't fit their crap in a 10x10 area. But that's beside the
point.
And one air conditioner in the window, no bathroom. There are like outhouses at the end, but there's no bathroom or running water inside the place. Now, what could go wrong with all this, right?
Oh, nothing. And this is before we even get started on social distancing. And are they testing the people that they're sharing for COVID? I mean, I'm obviously being flippant. I have to add as a caveat that, you know, I don't mean this disrespectfully to anyone who's lost someone to COVID, because, you know, we know it's a real thing, but it's just not as bad as they've made it out to be. But the thing is that Gavin Newsom, you know, when he decided to become a Democrat, you know, they took a can opener and removed his brain. And the scar has healed, so it's not possible to reinsert it without surgery. But this, who benefits from Gavin Newsom's leadership? I can't think of anybody.
Nobody. They are leaving this state in droves, okay? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care because he says, that's all right, because people will be moving in to get our wonderful weather. I'm like, boy, you are brain dead big time.
Well, no disrespect to anybody, any Californians listening to the show, but the weather does not make it any better for having to live under the rule of liberals. I mean, yeah. Please.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. It's really getting crazy. And it's getting crazy to the point where people need to step up and start pushing back and start fighting back. And I don't mean you and I talk about this on a regular basis. I do not mean to take up arms and start beating people. This is not what we're talking about. But what we are talking about is you stand up for your rights. Let them drag you out in handcuffs, whatever it takes. Look at the group, I think it was in New York, where they were coming into the restaurant and were telling me he was going to have to shut down. And the guy finally looked at them and he said, the health department people said, do you have a warrant to be on my property? And they said, no, we don't need a warrant. He goes, oh, yes, you do. This is my property.
Yeah, you do.
You
private
need a warrant
property,
to be here.
You do.
And he got on them. And he stayed on them till guess what? They left. Now, he didn't threaten them with violence. He just kept saying, you're here illegally. You are on my property illegally. You need to leave.
I think that's absolutely fair. I mean, isn't it sad that you have to add that caveat about, you know, I'm not referring to physical violence. Isn't it sad that we live in an age where you've got to add that? So, you know, it's like with the Capitol building stuff, you know, nothing that President Trump said in that speech said, go and, you know, burn down the Capitol building or hurt anybody. But I have to say, you know, the thing that made me laugh the most last week was when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, oh, you remember Ted Cruz, when you tried to kill me last week? I mean, delusion.
Yep.
She said Ted Cruz had tried to kill her. I mean, who would want to kill Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez apart from everyone that's married?
I tell everybody the problem is we wouldn't have anybody to make fun of if you kill her.
Yeah.
Please
yeah, exactly.
I need. I
yeah,
need
please don't kill AOC because you'll end up in jail, and that's the downside to it.
No, we don't
advocate the killing of anybody.
And that's funny because we don't. We never do.
No.
But there's video after video after video after video of them advocating violence and not a word.
If you see them in public, get in their face. Maxine Waters.
January 6th, one event that they claim that MAGA was behind because, gee, people had MAGA hats on and MAGA shirts. So that must make them MAGA people. Yet we had 270 riots across the country where people wearing Antifa and BLM shirts and not a word from the left.
No,
there were peaceful protests, man. What's wrong with you?
Hypocrisy. Well, look at what they did. Look at the devastation they left. But do you remember when they said they were angry? They were angry, so it's okay. It's okay to break the law if you're angry. You know, the law is the law is the law. And whether you're a liberal or a conservative, however you vote, however you think, the law is for everybody. Because if it isn't, let's get rid of it altogether.
Yeah, I agree with you, but... So Nancy Pelosi keeps saying that nobody is above the law. Maybe there's a hint in those words. Maybe she's not a body. Maybe she's like an extraterrestrial. Maybe, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out. There must be a subliminal message in there somewhere. Because
do you remember that TV series from the 80s? I can't think what it was. Alien Nation, that's what it is. The Democrats are that race that crash-landed on the planet in the 80s. You wondered what happened to Alien Nation. You remember that woman, that bald woman who used to wear a wig? That is Nancy Pelosi, I guarantee it.
They moved into the Capitol.
They've taken over.
It's just amazing. The hypocrisy behind all of this is just amazing to me. Okay, but last but not least, you're going to enjoy this.
Good.
PETA. Did you hear what they came out and said at the end of last week?
No.
They're offended by the terms chicken, pig, sloth, right? They don't want you calling anybody a chicken anymore. Now you must call them a coward. But here's the thing behind it. It's because it's species supremacy. They actually said this. That it was species supremacy.
You're kidding me. This is a joke.
I am not.
Is this true?
this is not an onion story. This is true. And some of the comments were hilarious. I mean, one lady was like, you know, I became a vegan like a couple of years ago. These people are out of control. That kind of thing.
I'm in awe that someone would have that level of stupidity.
All right.
But ultimately, we've allowed it. You know that.
Yeah, tell
people. This political correctness, you know, my dad said years ago, he said it was going to kill us, and it is.
All right, tell people where they can find you, quickly.
XanderGive.com, it's all there.
Oh, it's too easy. Xander, God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great
Thanks for having me.
Yep.
Take care.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?